Hot FM's Cliffo and Loggy podcast.
Big congratulations to Townsville Blackhawk, Deloise Hoda and his wife Jaya, who've welcomed their second little bub into the world, little cutie. What's interesting about this story is how and more so where bub number two was born, Loggy.
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting story. The couple were on the way to the hospital and the car was near the front entrance. Unfortunately, though, contractions basically went... Yeah. And then the baby...
Boom, boom, boom.
...went...
Oh, hold on.
You've been practicing that.
Pop.
Look, thank God everyone is safe in this instance. But I love this, that Jaya has said that Deloise told me to cross my legs, but as soon as I opened them, she came out. It was like a scene off Grey's Anatomy. All these doctors ran out into the car because she couldn't hold on. The contractions just happened that quickly.
28 minutes. It was a 28-minute labour. So put it into perspective, this labour was shorter than an episode of Friends.
Mate.
That's incredible.
And, you know, I have some friends that have had babies, and the consensus is that is, if money could buy a 28-minute labour, you would pay anything for it.
In debt for the rest of your life. Michelle was 16 hours.
16 hours.
So more than half a day. It was long.
Man.
It was a big day.
28 minutes. That's a quickie.
Look, 13, 12, 16, Townsville's fastest labour. Are you anything even in the realm of 28 minutes? You haven't got to beat it because that is, I mean, that is award winning.
Yeah.
That's an award winning labour.
I was going to say.
What are an hour?
Yeah.
Anything under an hour?
Anything under an hour.
Take anything under an hour.
Yeah. We'll congratulate you.
13, 12, 16, anything in the realm of Deloise and Jaya's labour, but yeah, but under an hour is what we want. Townsville's fastest pregnancies. If you've got one, you were there for one, or you even know of one. 13, 12, 16.
This is Cliff Olmoggy's podcast.
13, 12, 16, can anyone beat 28 minutes? Cheryl, how long are we talking for a labour here, mate?
21 minutes with one contraction.
Whoa! Oh my, hang on, one contraction? So,
yep.
So, you know, I've never given birth, but... That the contractions are used to push the baby, like your body's pushing the baby out. Okay, is that basically it, or
basically it? Yeah.
So
it's the hips and it's all the parts separating a contraction, so the baby can come out.
Uh huh. Okay. So then, so you only needed one.
But that was my third, and my longest was only 2 hours.
Wow. Oh wow, you've had a great little run.
That was a big contraction, wasn't it? Like, whoop, but done, baby born.
See ya,
Holden. How long was this? You were you born quickly?
No, this is my auntie. Yeah. My auntie was born in 12 minutes.
Wow. 12 minutes.
Surely we can't beat that.
My granddad said that she wasn't allowed to be born in the car because the blood would go everywhere on the seat.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Thanks for painting the picture.
No car wash fixes that.
Don't want that awkward baby goo on my car.
Oh, man.
Hey, who's this?
Yeah, g'day, Cliffo. It's Grant here. How are you?
Good, Grant. How long, mate?
Hey, listen, I sort of can't say, but I can.
Okay.
We picked up a female that was basically, she said that she thought she may have been having contractions.
Yeah.
So we put her at obviously in the ambulance, and we sort of, the first contraction was probably maybe 15 minutes apart. That's what she reckoned.
Mm.
And as soon as we got to the hospital, she just automatically screamed out. And she delivered within about probably 2 minutes.
Oh, my gee. Well, there you go. Something to strive for, Clifford.
We looked at each other and we said, we're not going to beat this 28 minutes.
I know.
We smashed it.
We were wrong.
Hot FM's
Cliffo and Loggy.
Everyone's eyes were on the skies over the weekend with the T150 air show.
There was no cannons.
There were no cannons
in the
air.
We weren't shooting cannonballs at planes.
But... as cool as cannons are, even cooler are the F-16 fighter jets. Amazing stuff. And Nova was one of the pilots that we got to meet over the weekend.
We caught up with him yesterday to have a chat. He's about his flight on Saturday. He gave us the full rundown.
Good morning, guys.
How did you go yesterday? Your plane is amazing. What a stellar job you did.
Yeah, it was a great show. I think the second one was probably the best. You could see the afterburner.
Yeah.
It was dark enough to see that. And then the wispies, you could see them off the jet.
The little plane poos that my friend got. The little fireworks you were letting off. How's your body feeling after being in that aircraft? Obviously, how many Gs does your body feel?
It's about 9 Gs. And
wow.
It's you know, we kind of get used to it, but it's still pretty painful. You know, you can recover from it, though. It's not too bad.
Do you have to do training and stuff, and do you have to, like, look after your body to make sure that you can recover?
Yeah, definitely. It's just like any other physical type of activity. Just,
wow.
Once you become a little bit more used to it, it's easier to recover from. At first, it's definitely not a good time.
Yeah. We're standing next to an F-16 right now. They're just such impressive aircrafts to look at, aren't
they?
Thank
you. It's my first love. I absolutely love this aircraft. So.
Now, when you're flying in this plane, is there someone else in the plane with you, or you can fly solo?
Well, take a look over at the cockpit, and got one seat in there.
Yeah.
And it's all up to the one person in the jet. And it's a matter of pride for Viper pilots. We kind of give our buddies with two cockpits a little bit of flack. We just say, oh yeah, we do it all over here. So
it's
point of pride.
Yeah, I love it.
It's an incredible aircraft, and it's an incredible job you have, Nova. Thanks again so much for your time.
Of course, good to see you guys again. Definitely.
Have you enjoyed Townsville?
Of course, it's been awesome to be in Australia. Yeah, it's a great time down here so far.
No, we love having you guys
here.
Yeah,
we've really enjoyed your time and the big show that you put on. So thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks a lot.